Sorry, RBCP, but, you know, tits are greater than PLA.
He's gonna call you and say cactus. Mob your business forward customer service. You'd rather be Roy Gerbils from your TNI when you sleep at night. He'd rather use his red box tone.
This is PLA Radio Episode 19. I'm your host, RBCP. We're going to talk a little about hacking answering machines and voicemails in this episode, but first, a few updates. One update that I keep forgetting to mention is that the winners were announced in the prank call contest from earlier this year. So congratulations to Harry for first place, Nova for second place, and Zub for third place. I should probably play their calls here, but that's too much effort for me. So instead, I'm just going to link to the contest winners and their calls in the show notes. Thanks to everyone who entered. The PLA VoiceBridge number is changing again. Apparently the 641 number isn't going to be good for much longer. So I've got another bridge in mind to use, and I think the number is going to be 218-339-8064, but I'm not completely sure on that. I'll post an update on phonelosers.org once I've got it officially changed. There's also a lot of PLA Skype conferences happening lately, so if you want to join these, just get on the forums and find the thread about Skype conferences.
You're at the PLA.
The HOPE conference in New York City ended last weekend. Just like in 2006, there was a PLA panel featuring prank call, social engineering, Q&A, free t-shirts, PLA media DVDs, and inflatable cacti. I would have announced this before HOPE, but because of Linear and his girlfriend attacking me and taking over PLA Radio last month, I didn't really get a chance to do that. So that's completely his fault, and a huge thanks goes out to the people that made the PLA panel happen, which includes Murdoch, Rob T. Firefly, Eyeball, and Side Pocket. And of course, Emmanuel Goldstein, who runs the conference and allowed us to have our own panel there.
The PLA has been around for a while, 15 years now, and they're still doing this crap. RBCP.
Hello? You have entered the Craigslist ad contest,
and you will get the hard drives if you sing us a song.
Alt Alp from the PLA forums placed an ad on Craigslist recently which offered hard drives for free. The catch was that once these people called into a conference line that she was sitting on to ask about the hard drives, Alt Alp would tell the callers that they had to sing a song to get the hard drives. Believe it or not, people actually sang hoping to win these hard drives. So here's some audio from that event.
Hello. Hi. Are you calling for the hard drives?
Yeah.
Sing a song and you get the drives.
Well, can you play me a little music?
It's strictly a cappella.
Okay, here we go. This is Dane. It's been a while. It's been a while since I could hold my head up high. It's been a while since I said I'm sorry. It's been a while since I've seen the way the candle lights your face. How about that?
That is awesome.
The winner.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
This is WPLA Radio 93.5 out of Los Angeles, and we're recording this for the morning show.
No way.
Yeah.
Please. What do I have to do?
It is a singing contest. You sing us a song a cappella style.
Oh, all right. Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead. Go.
All right, I'll sing Michael Jackson's Beat It. All right. They told you don't you ever come around here. They don't want to see your face. You better disappear. The flames are on their eyes, so you better do what you can, so beat it. But you wanna be bad, just beat it!
Now, tell me, did you throw Michael Jackson moves in there while you were singing that?
Yeah, I was dancing to it like Michael Jackson.
Hello, you're on WPLA Radio.
What radio show?
It's PLA Radio.
Pirate Radio, and we don't play by the rules. Yeah, yep. Sing a song and you get the drives.
Well,
all right.
I'll be doing Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Nice.
Nice.
Great choice.
All right.
Let's hear it. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Come on. Let's hear it.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together.
I think we're all one now.
I think we have a winner.
The beating of our hearts is only sound.
Oh, man.
Well, there you go.
Honey, could you do a promo for us? We need each of you to say, I love PLA Radio.
All right, you go first.
Okay, this is Gregory, and I love PLA Radio.
Hi, my name is Tanya, and I love PLA Radio.
That's great.
My name is Honey Davis. I'm the Prince of the Blues, and I always listen to PLA Radio.
There was hours of audio for this event, and you probably noticed that I edited a lot of the songs and other stuff out, so it didn't take up too much time on this show. The full versions are hilarious to listen to, and I'll put a link to more of the audio in the show notes on phonelosers.org.
I'm busy, we're eating, you call a time of sentence is fine. I'm sleeping, I work late, you bug me to death, you people are slime. I wish you'd stop calling.
Most people and businesses have some form of an answering service. Some of them are voicemail systems and some are just regular old-fashioned answering machines, and most of them can be hacked in some way. By this I mean that you can call into their voicemail, enter a code and check their messages, change their outgoing message, and do some other miscellaneous things. It's a whole lot easier than you might think to get into a person's private voicemail system. A few years back, Murdoch and I started calling up movie theaters and asking them what kind of answering machines they were using for their movie announcement lines. It turned out that most of them were using regular store-bought answering machines, instead of some kind of fancy movie theater system like we expected.
How may I help you?
Oh, hi, is this the manager?
This is the manager on duty. How can I help you?
Oh, this is John from the home office up in Springfield. We're wanting to find out which kind of recording equipment you have for the movie theater line.
We have a regular answering machine. It's just one line.
Oh, okay.
You have to just do one main message. That's it.
Do you happen to have the brand?
Hold on.
I was supposed to get that from everybody because we're going to be sending out new machines soon.
Okay, hold on. Let me check and see.
Okay. Really, man.
It's an AT&T model.
But do you have the model number, though?
1710.
AT&T 1710?
Yeah, that's what's sitting right on top of it.
After quickly looking up the answering machine's user manual on AT&T's website, we found out that the two-digit access code was written on the bottom of the machine. So we called back and Murdoch got the theater to give us the access code.
My colleague Dale called in a couple minutes ago inquiring about a new upgrade that you guys will be getting soon about your movie line answering machines, and we need to know what the access code is for the answering machine that you have currently. It's on the bottom by the battery door.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
The access code is 95.
95? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You guys will be getting a new upgrade in about a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
And then several minutes later, the movie theater ended up with a brand new message that sounded like this for the rest of the evening.
Thank you for calling cinema. Playing today, I need your cock at 1, 3, 5, and 9. My cunt, HS, playing at 1:30, 3:30, 4, and 7. Come gargling naked sluts at 3, 5, and 7. Huge black cocks with pearly white cum playing at 9 and 11. Men Alone 2, the KY connection, playing at 12 and 1. And a special one, Happy Scrappy, the hero pup, playing at 12, 1, 4, and 7. Thank you for calling.
They ended up taking their movie announcement line completely down after that, so I called them and asked them what happened to it, and this is the explanation that they gave me.
Do you have a new recording line?
They're working on getting it fixed. It went down yesterday.
Oh.
Somebody dialed over it, and so now they basically froze it up, so we're trying to get a new one in.
Froze it up?
Yeah, like they dialed in over it. and scrambled it somehow with a code, and we can't unscramble it, so we have to get a new one.
Oh, I see.
You would think that this would be an isolated incident and that that particular manager just happened to be not very bright, but actually most movie theater managers will believe you when you call them up with the same ruse. I ended up tricking several other movie theaters out of their codes as well. One of them resulted in this new message on their machine.
Hi, my name's Jared and I'm an elite hacksaw. I just hacksawed this answering machine by using my elite hacksaw skills. I called up the manager of this theater and I'm all like, hey, can you give me your machine code because I'm your boss? And she's like, sure. So I got the secret code and now I'm just hacksawing all over the place like a madman. So if you'd like to be a hacksaw just like me, you can press 9-5 right now for access to this machine. And we can be hacksaws together and you can listen to messages and we'll be hacksaws. Have a nice Friday.
And then another movie theater ended up with this message, which lasted for almost 24 hours.
Thank you for calling Cactus Cinemas. Now showing in Cinema 1, War Games, starring Matthew Broderick, Ally Sheedy, and Dabney Coleman. Running time is 1 hour and 45 minutes. Showtimes are at 5 p.m., 7:15 p.m., and 9:30 p.m. In Cinema 2, we have Sneakers, starring Robert Redford, Dan Aykroyd, and that kid who's dead now. Running time, 1 hour and 73 minutes. Showtimes are at 5:15, 7:30, and 8:45 p.m. And in Cinema 3, we have Hackers, starring Zero Cool, Acid Burn, and that guy that played Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies. Running time is 2 hours and 45 minutes, and showtimes are 5 p.m., 7:18, and midnight. Ticket prices are insane for matinees and fucking nuts after 6 p.m. Popcorn refills are free on all concession stand orders over $50, which isn't that hard to achieve. Thanks again for calling Cactus Cinemas.
Sadly, hacking movie theater machines isn't going to be possible for too much longer since most theaters are switching over to Fandango instead of having the old-fashioned answering machine line. But there's still Walmart. Most Walmarts have a portrait studio inside them called Picture Me, and Slacker from the PLA forums recently told me that they all use AT&T's model 1719 answering machine to announce their services when people call in. By looking at the user manual for this machine, which you can find on Google, you'll see what the default 3-digit code is. And by calling any Picture Me studio in the country, you'll find out that very few of them bother to change their default code, even though they can. Because really, what kind of person would want to hack into a Picture Me studio's answering machine?
Thank you for calling your Picture Me Culture Studios, located in Operation
Arts. You have 3 messages in mailbox. 1. Wednesday, 5:57 p.m.
Hi, this is Betty Walker. I was calling about my pictures. My number is 796-305. Can you...
End of messages.
Hello. Hi, I'm calling from Walmart. Is Betty Walker in?
This is she. How can I help you?
Well, you called about your pictures. I'm just returning your call.
Okay.
What do you need?
Are they ready?
What kind of set did you have?
The silver.
The one with the kids?
Yes.
You had the ugly kids, right?
I have the ugly kids. My kids are not ugly.
Well, that's a matter of opinion, I think.
Bitch, don't call me, okay?
What? No, I'm returning your call. You called us.
Well, I was calling. Don't call my kids ugly.
Well,
I'm
trying to figure out which set it is here, because the names aren't on here. So we have ones with kind of cute kids.
No kids are ugly, okay?
Well, yours are.
Your mama.
What?
I said your mama.
What about, my mama's not in these pictures.
Well, she's an ugly bitch and don't call my house.
You don't know my mama.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, I'm gonna put your pictures in the shredder.
Well, you know something, you can do whatever you want.
Listen to this. I'm shredding your pictures.
That's fine.
There they go.
Okay.
Ugly kids in the shredder.
Okay, your mama.
Your ugly kids are in my.
Thank you.
You're not getting any pictures from us.
That's fine.
And you still have to pay for them, though.
Whatever.
You're paying for these goddamn pictures.
I'm getting ready to go up to Walmart right now and file a complaint against you.
Well, you started it.
Because you called my house and call my kids ugly, you got a problem, okay? You're unprofessional. Don't call my house no more.
It's Walmart. What do you expect?
I don't care who it is.
Well, you pay for discount pictures. Do you expect grade-A service?
Well, you know something? If you shred my pictures, After you call my kids ugly, I will file charges against your ass. And let me tell you something.
It's not against the law to have an opinion. You can't file charges against
you,
me.
You know something? I didn't have an opinion about you. You don't have an opinion about me.
Well, I have an
now,
opinion
if you
about
call them. Here and call my kids ugly, you don't even know my kids, you got a problem.
Well, I don't have to know them to see that they're ugly.
Something, don't call my house at that. And I'm getting ready. I'm on my way to Walmart right now. And if you are up there, I'm going to see you.
Okay, my name's Roy.
Okay, Roy, I'm coming up there right now.
I'm in the portrait studio.
Okay.
I'll see you when you get here.
You have new messages.
Hey, RBCP. This is some guy that loves your podcast. And I just called to say, well, I love your podcast. I'm a big fan of all your PLA stuff. And go PLA. Thanks. Bye.
Big Larry here, drinking steaks, burning some beer. My nephew found your name, or my name rather, on your computer address. And I'm really quite sure, okay? I mean, I'm really quite sure at this point in time that the little punk motherfucker is listening in on your show. And I'm going to tell you what, Brad. I told your brother that I'd back off. But don't you write any more fucking shit on me. Naked Kitchen for life.
Cactus? Oh, cactus. And cactus. Oh, cactus. Cactus. Cactus.
Brad! The website is down. Fix it, please. Please fix it. I'm going through withdrawals.
E911 actually stands for Erotic 911. Oh, fire. Ambulance. Police. Oh.
You suck dick, Cactus.
Hello, PLA. I am calling to say that I've been listening to your radio show. I discovered it on the internet, and I've listened to all the episodes. I think it's really cool, and it seems like you have a lot of variety between episodes. Each one is about a different subject, very different. So thank you for doing such good work. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, Arby. This is Fearfuck. I'm riding my bike down the street right now, listening to PLA Radio on my MP3 player. And I just want to let you know, I got your message. In episode 16, when you kept using the word of, I decoded it. I got the message. I will kill them all. They will not stop me from listening. Okay, I got to go. I'm almost to the bar.
So I'm walking around town, and I realize there's more payphones in this town than I thought there were. So haha, fuckers, all your towns are extinct, and I still have payphones.
Yeah, this is the PLA voice. You want me to leave a voicemail? I got one. Fuck you, Brad. Suck my fucking cock. You're fucking gay. So is PLA.
This is the last message.
If you'd like to leave a message for PLA, the phone number is 505-796-4020. On Skype, it's phonelosers.org, and by email at rbcp@phonelosers.org. So far, we've just explored regular answering machine hacking, and there's a lot more to it, but if I kept going, this episode would be over an hour long and even more boring than usual. So we're going to move on to a method of hacking voicemail boxes on wireless phones. When you call someone's cell phone and they don't answer, you get a regular message, like this one.
Hi, you've reached Christy. I'm unavailable to take your call at this time. Please leave a detailed message, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message.
But if you call from their cell phone number, instead, you're greeted with voicemail options to listen to messages and do other administrative tasks. With some wireless carriers, you can trick a person's voicemail into thinking you're calling from their phone by using caller ID spoofing. Caller ID spoofing allows you to change the number that's seen on a person's caller ID, and you can change the number to pretty much anything you want. There are several services on the internet that allow you to do this easily and for very cheap, and I'll list a few of those in the show notes. Once you've set up a caller ID spoofing account, you use it to call the person's cell phone number from their own number. For this example, I'm using a lady's AT&T wireless service. I don't think this works with all wireless carriers. I know it used to work with Sprint and T-Mobile, but I'm too lazy to try any other carriers besides AT&T for this. Anyway, here's what you hear when you call a wireless number from itself.
You have 3 unheard messages. First unheard message sent Wednesday, June 11th at 11:49 a.m.
Hey, Christy, saw your email last night about another pressure washer needed, and I do have one in case you...
Message deleted. Next message sent today at 8:05 p.m.
Hey, Christy, it's Brad from PLA Radio, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm getting ready to hack your voicemail. Call you right back.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7 to save it in...
As you heard, I left Christy a voicemail the first time I called her number. You can do all the regular things inside a voicemail box, like listen to messages, delete them, and change their outgoing message for other callers to hear.
Personal greeting. At the tone, record your greeting. At the end of your greeting, press pound.
Hello, this is Christy. I'm unavailable to take your call at this time. Please leave a detailed message after the tone, and I'll get back to you.
If you are satisfied with your greeting, press pound.
It is possible with most carriers to add a layer of security onto your cell phone so that people can't do this to you. If you go through the options on your voicemail menu, you can change it so you have to type in your passcode every single time you call into your voicemail. This way, if someone spoofs their way into your voicemail, they'll be asked for a passcode. Most people don't bother with this, though, since it's inconvenient, myself included. I'm going to end the show here, but if you're interested in answering machine hacking, there's a lot of information on it on the internet. PLA forums even have a few threads dedicated to it. I know this is probably obvious, but breaking into an answering machine or a voicemail is illegal and you shouldn't do it. The show is only to show you how to secure your own voicemails, and PLA Radio is not responsible if you decide to use this information for evil purposes. Be a good Christian. Check out the Phone Losers of America at www.phonelosers.org, where you'll find billions of prank calls, forums, videos, and other fun things. If you're a Twitter user, you can get updates from the PLA and the UPL at twitter.com/phonelosers. There's now a PLA Facebook page, thanks to Matt from the forums. I'll link to that from the show notes. And you can find us on MySpace at myspace.com/PLA Radio. If you enjoy PLA Radio, support us by spray painting our URL all over police cars and churches.
Hello there, Spencer, I see you, your boy, I see you, Spencer, with my eyes. You're the architect of my dreams, Spencer, you plan them and fill them on blue paper and hand them to me. Then I dream them, Spencer, that's what you do for me. Thank you for that, Spencer, you prick. I'm a magician, Spencer, a furious magician. I bought a guitar for Spencer, to you, Spencer. I bought a guitar to you, Spencer. You think you're something special, Spencer. You think you're something brand new. But you're old oats, Spencer. You're old dry, stale oats, Spencer. I'm a magician, Spencer, a furious magician. Ooh. You're a tall glass of water, aren't you, Spencer? You boy, precious boy. Interest rates in half, Spencer, and I need your teeth. I admit, Spencer, you're handsome, but what have you done with it? You think you can mock me, Spencer? Do you? Do you think you can mock me, Spencer? Do you think you can capture my essence and throw it back at me with humor and rhetorical devices? Well, you can't, Spencer. You don't know what I'm capable of. I need your teeth for my Lonely Hearts Club Band, Spencer, Ben Bernanke. I'm a magician, Spencer, a furious magician.
bet you are. Pretty little boy, sitting up there in your high chair, and many more. Applesauce. You are the kind of applesauce dancer. There's plenty of applesauce on your face. I'm going to kiss you, Spencer, on the lips. Sexy little rattlesnake, you're not a little baby boy. You're a rambunctious little infant. My mother tries to get me to go on dates, Spencer. You know what that's like? You know how humiliating that is, Spencer? Spencer, I'm gonna spank you.